Hi, this is dictation for Alan Smith, A-L-L-A-N-S-M-I-T-H. Date of birth is 8/18/1961. And date of service is 4/27/2023. Date of accident is 8/12/2022. This gentleman is here for follow-up evaluation as a result of an accident that occurred on 8/12/2022. He was a resident driver, and he was T-boned on the driver's side, and impact caused him issues of mainly pain in the left side of the neck, left shoulder, and lower back. Also, there was some shooting pain into the right buttock, right leg, all the way down to the foot, and a big toe was numb. In addition, patient has some pain in the right knee and right ankle as well. The MRI that was done subsequent to this issue in 11/22/2022 were found positive for a disc herniation at C3-4 and C5-6, C6-7, and a facet hypertrophy at C71, C4-5, and C2 and 3, along with facet joint arthritis and disc osteophytes. At C4-5, the disc the spinal cord diameter will be 6 to 7 millimeter only due to ligamentum flavum thickening, osteophytes, and a disc herniation. The patient has been informed about the seriousness and importance of this. He also had a laminectomy at L4, L5 in lumbar MRI dated 11/22/2022. And he has a posterior disc bulge, facet hypertrophy, rod-based posterior disc herniation at L3-4, bulging disc at L4-5, and retrolisthesis of L5-S1 with facet hypertrophy throughout, and ligamentum flavum thickening, leading to spinal canal stenosis of 7 millimeter. The patient chooses a treatment as conservative without any pain injections like LESI or CESI. He also doesn't want any other treatment like surgery or surgical consultation. The patient has had not done a MRI for the left shoulder to identify his issues. For the left shoulder, especially rotator cuff tear, he does have a difficulty lifting the arm beyond 110 degrees even now. The physical examination is as follows. Blood pressure is, in the history presenting list, please continue as follows. The patient has done chiropractor for last year since the accident, and acupuncture, but reports no real relief. Pain level is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and there is no radiation of pain to the left arm or any weakness of the left arm. There is no weakness of the legs also. He does have an ongoing numbness in second, third, and fourth finger as additional history. ADLs are reported a factor R9 in the area of walking ability, work, and enjoyment of life, while general activity is 8. Relationship with other people and sleep are affected 7. He reports 0% relief so far. He denies having a cervical traction device, and he's only doing chiropractic treatment. He doesn't want anything else to be done. In the system review, please use the chart. He has no headaches or dizziness. And then additional history comes from the chart. Substance abuse, patient utilizes marijuana, and compliance history is from the chart also. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 132 over 67, pulse is 55, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam will be from the previous visit, which is 329-23, dictation number is 0330-016. Along with the diagnosis. Plan is to continue physical therapy 2 times per week with traction massage, echotherapy, chiropractic, and acupuncture. And disability continues with the work disability since she is a laborious job at work and Chrysler, housework replacement, and transportation and case management has been checked. His maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed. The patient has been obtaining narcotics medication from Dr. Sinha. And she has been referred back to Dr. Sinha for further narcotic support. our policy is not to provide narcotics without any further definitive treatment. He was, however, provided with Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, and Elavil 50 mg at night for sleep. Lyrica was provided for 50 mg for pain relief twice a day. Wellbutrin was provided for depression, 50 mg twice a day. Prilosec was provided for stomach protection, 60 tablets. He has been given a prescription for a Onlux photobiomer deletion, and MRI of the left shoulder is awaited. A cervical pillow was discussed with him and has been provided to him, and the patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.